Pope Benedict will mark the Feast of the Immaculate Conception tomorrow among thousands of faithful from the Diocese of Rome. Emma McCarthy has more.
Tra qualche giorno la contempleremo nel luminoso mistero della sua Immacolata Concezione.
December 8th, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, is one of Rome's most popular holidays. The city has a special devotion to Our Lady, with wayside shrines and devotional statues to be found in almost every cobbled corner. But December the 8th in particular transforms one of Rome's most famous landmarks into a place of pilgrimage for thousands of the city's people to pay homage to Our Lady. Usually crowded by tourists, there to admire Bernini's fountain or to gaze at the luxury of designer goods of Via Condotti, the Spanish Steps is also home to a statue called the Immaculate. It stands atop a fluted column of marble high above the crowds, a statue of the Virgin Mary, and it is to this statue that each December 8th, the Bishop of Rome comes to honour the Virgin. The Bishop of Rome, or the Pope? This December 8th, Pope Benedict will leave Vatican City at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and by motor cavalcade cross the Tiber, entering Rome's historic centre. There, the Holy Father will be greeted by Rome's Lord Mayor, a delegation of officials from the Order of Malta, and the Spanish ambassador who resides nearby. The Pope will place a ring of flowers, yellow and white, the Vatican's colours, at the foot of the column. This floral tribute echoes the flowers that Rome's firemen have placed between the outstretched hands of the Madonna earlier in the day, climbing up the length of the high pillar in order to do so. The Pope will pause for a moment of prayer before blessing the crowds who will have gathered and taking his leave of the Immaculate. I'm Emer McCarthy.